I just think our community is richer for having known George and is going to be poorer because he's not around anymore.
That's Ketchikan City Clerk Katie Suter. She worked with Librand when he was a city council member and says he always visited her whenever he stopped by City Hall, even after he left the council. While Librand was well known for stirring the pot, Suter says he was always great to the clerks, and she says he always had the best interest of the community at heart.
I think that's probably one of the greatest memories I have of George, is the fact that he was so generous, both monetarily, and I think he spent a lot of time earlier on when he was physically able to, that a lot of people just don't have any idea.
Enough people were aware of his good deeds, though, that Librand was named Citizen of the Year in 2009 by the Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce, not particularly for his business activities or his time as an elected official, but more for his willingness to give time and energy and money to various organizations and projects. Librand was a World War II veteran and civil engineer. He grew up in Massachusetts and moved to Ketchikan about 35 years ago, but he never lost his strong East Coast accent. In 1982, Librand founded Southeast Engineering in Ketchikan and, in addition to other engineering projects, became the go-to guy whenever anyone needed rock blown up. Not too long after moving to Ketchikan and opening his firm, Librand got involved in local politics. He won a seat on the Ketchikan City Council in the late 80s. Mayor Lou Williams III was at that time also a city council member and recalls serving with Librand and Librand's close friend, Tom Coyne, another longtime resident who died just a few years ago.
You know, they didn't think like the rest of us, and I don't mean that. They just thought outside the box. They represented the seniors profusely, and they had some different ideas that were good ideas, and we acted upon them. But, you know, they were a little more colorful than I am. I'm pretty boring compared to those two.
William says Librand will be remembered for his active involvement in the community.
He's been on the run for many years, and he never slowed down, and that was his MO. He wanted to be active, be involved, and help people, and he did it until the day he died, and which is great. It's great for people to emulate. I mean, I'd like, you know, just think if we had a town of those.
After his stint on the city council, Librand moved over to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly, where he was elected to two terms. Several borough officials memorialized Librand during a recent assembly meeting, which took place just a day after he died. Here's Borough Mayor David Landis.
Anyone who's met him will never forget him. He was larger than life, truly, in many ways.
Landis served as an assembly member with Librand and says he talked to Librand just recently.
Saw him a couple weeks before when he was running for the city council at 92 years of age. Spoke with him a little bit, sharp as a tack. What a neat guy. I'll miss him a lot.
Librand filed in August for a one-year seat on the city council. He withdrew his candidacy in mid-September after his health declined, although before that he did participate in a Chamber of Commerce candidate forum. Introducing himself, he mentioned his previous terms as an elected official.
And I never missed a meeting, which I'm kind of proud of. And I never took a day's pay because I think it's a civic duty. And what the people used to say is you get what you pay for, and that's probably what... But
many people in Ketchikan will remember Librand with affection and admiration, and as Assemblymember Mike Painter notes, as someone who didn't back down from an argument.
For the most part, he was kind of an honorary old cuss a lot, but... I think he served this community well.
Librand's family is not planning a service. Memorial donations can be made in his name to the Ketchikan Humane Society, Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, or other local charities. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.